The House has passed its version of a property tax relief bill. Like the Senate version, it achieves relief through the state picking up the cost of county social service programs. This will replace the 12% buy-down program currently in state law. But the House plan only buys down what a local county levies for those programs, whereas the Senate's version gives those counties that don't levy the maximum 20 mils a pot of money to make up the difference between what they actually collect and what property taxpayers would receive under the 12% buy-down. House Minority Leader Cory Mock of Grand Forks fought for the Senate version of the bill.
If this passes and it becomes law in its current form, your average North Dakotan, whether you live in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, is probably going to see an increase in their property taxes of about $200 a year. That is not the commitment and promise that we made.
Rugby Representative John Nelson, however, supported the House version, calling it good policy.
I personally will write a bigger check next year or the following year if this goes through. But I'm willing to do that because I think this is what we should be all about. It's good policy. It's not paying the bill for something that we're not part of.
Once the House amended the Senate bill, it passed 75-15. It now goes back to the Senate for further work and likely ends up in a conference committee. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.